Snow Strikes with Mike Damon. It's the voice that you've been looking for. No Strings Podcast with Mike Damon comes to you every week. You can visit www.nostringspodcast.com or email info@nostringspodcast.com. No Strings Podcast. It's our voices in voice.
Hey, catch up with all your top and local international LGBTIQ stories on KidoDiaries.com. Kido Diaries, we're here, we're queer, and we're fab.
No Strings is proudly supported by KidoDiaries.com.
You're listening to No Strings.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Hi, hello, welcome again to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. And I'm Mike Damon. Just in case if you're wondering, because I know a whole lot of us can really wonder, No Strings is Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast, and it discusses LGBTIQ issues every week. Good news, I want to let you know that No Strings has moved from its blog platform to its official website now, so you can visit www.nostringspodcast.com for all your latest episodes. You can download episodes there. You can also stream live. Welcome again to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. For this week's episode, we are going to see reasons why you may not find him. Reasons why you may not find him. Now, I have had a whole lot of people cry out to me and say, hey Mike, it's been really hard for me to find that quality partner. It's more almost like I'm concluding that gay relationship doesn't really amount to anything meaningful and reasonable. Well, this is not completely true. It could depend on a whole lot of factors why you're not finding that so-called quality partner that you're looking for. I'm going to let you know about reasons why things may be may be that way for you. But before I get to do that, I will take a quick time out and then finally come back again to be with your No Strings. I'll be right back just after this. Don't go anywhere. Mike Damon would be right here, and No Strings continues.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Do you know that you can be a part of No Strings? Yes, you can be. Support your voice, our voices, be an ally. For a membership and support and partnership information, please email info@nostringspodcast.com or visit www.nostringspodcast.com. Of course, we always love to hear from you. Hey, catch up with all your top and local international LGBTIQ stories on KidoDiaries.com. KidoDiaries, we're here, we're queer, and we're fab.
No Strings is proudly supported by KidoDiaries.com.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Hey, hello, welcome back to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. And I am Mike Damon. We're still exploring reasons why you may not find him yet. Yes, there are so many factors contributing to why you are finding it really hard to find that special quality someone, yeah? I'm not trying to blame you now, but I think that it could depend on your behavior. It could depend on your attitude and what you're looking for, you know, in a relationship. If you try to limit yourself and set out limitations for yourself and expectations, too much of limitations and expectations could shrink your chances at finding that special someone, you know, that very quality partner that you're looking for. You know, what's so good about gay relationship is that one of the advantages actually is that you're not bound to rigid, you know, stereotyped roles. So why do the opposite? Why be so inflexible? Flexibility is always a good thing, you know, for one to adopt new ideas and explore other things outside, you know, what we're expecting or set our boundaries. you know, that we have set out for ourselves, we could explore, you know, beyond our set boundaries. You know, another thing about a gay relationship is that it doesn't have a template, you know, for how a relationship should be structured, you know, in the way that the heterosexuals do. You know, it has a whole lot of freedom and flexibility. You know, you have the ability to create and tailor your relationships according to your own wishes and preferences and talents. So why do the opposite? Why try really hard to limit yourself into saying, this is what I want to be in a relationship, this is what I want, and all that? You know, particularly this could be troubling. Yeah, dichotomizing, you know, your relationship and sexual roles, you know, through binary lens, and it only limits your potentials and also limits, you know, the available dating pool. What do I mean by this? Yes, you know, when we talk about LGBT, the LGBT community, or talk about LGBTIQ communities, we are talking about the minority. We are talking about people who are in the minority. And this alone, talking about the overall population, has already shrinked your opportunity at finding that quality ideal partner. Yeah, it has reduced, you know, your it has reduced the potential for you to actually find that special someone. When you set out limitations for yourself, you're looking for someone with a certain body image, body type, height, whatever you have going, and the person has to fit into a certain demographic. So all of all these things could contribute a whole lot to shrinking your opportunity at finding, you know, that quality partner that you're looking for. Now, even when you get to say you have found that quality partner that you're looking for based on your artificial, you know, expectations, you tend to be really unhappy, because your intentions aren't genuine. You're looking for someone with physical qualities, someone with brown eyes, you know, someone who's short, tall, not too tall, masculine. You know, a top person should be more aggressive, more manly, and the bottom should be feminine, should be all these requirements and blah, blah, blah. And I assure you that if you continue to do this, then it's going to be really hard for you to find that special quality someone, you know. Putting all of this into consideration when looking for a potential good match, you know, could add to the mix of actually making things much more difficult for you. Not to mention that this kind of dichotomizing can cause us to treat each other, you know, harshly and with judgment, separating each other into categories of good, bad, what's good for me, what's not good for me, what's working out, what's not working out. All of this could contribute also to making it really hard for you to find that special someone. Now, it's also very important. Yes, I am not saying that it's not important. It's very important to have personal requirements for selecting, you know, an ideal mate. But we must also be very careful about imposing an abundance of restrictions, you know, with which we're willing to date if we are to increase our odds of finding a quality partner. We really, really need to turn it down. You know, of course, my opinions here will vary from person to person, but I encourage everyone to explore the pursuit of perfection, you know, but not to limit, you know, your dating life and creating dichotomies for yourself that may end up actually robbing you of possibilities in the sense that you would be unable to find quality, or to find a quality partner that's really going to make you happy. Okay, I'm going to come back and provide rather more tips concerning what you could do to improve upon a relationship that's already gone sour, you know, a relationship that's not really working out again, and things are going not really going on good. Yeah, I'm not a relationship expert though, but there are certain things that we could explore that we're not really doing. And I'm going to continue with this conversation just right after this. Don't go anywhere, Mike Damon. We'll continue. No Strings. I'll be back shortly.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. He can be your best friend. You're alive.
someone you can talk to. He's my daemon. Hey, catch up with all your top and local international LGBTIQ stories on kidaderies.com. Kidaderies, we're here, we're queer, and we're fab.
No Strings is proudly supported by kidaderies.com.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Hey, hello, welcome back to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast in I am Mike Damon. I'm no relationship expert, but we are still exploring possible reasons why you may not have found that quality partner yet. Yes, I have discussed earlier about reasons why you may be still single. Yeah, reasons, you know, some of us are so guilty. We have a whole lot of expectations and limitations and boundaries that we have set out, and these things are turning us into people who are extremely lonely. Now, it's also very much important to remember that our relationships shouldn't be all about sex. Yes, we should look way past that. It's our relationship shouldn't be defined by what we do sexually. You know, it should be just more than what we do in the bedroom. We could find other ways to spice up a relationship. Yes, if you don't do this, then your relationship is just going to be all about sex. And at the end of the day, you will discover that your relationship is unfulfilling and you're not satisfied and you're not happy. And things ain't actually happening the way it should because you have placed more emphasis on sex. Now, also, we should be flexible. I have mentioned this earlier on. If you want your relationship to be oiled up, your already dried relationship should be to be oiled up, then you really need to be flexible. A little bit more flexible, trying out new things, doing things that you haven't really done before, employing new ideas. There are a whole lot of ways to actually do this, you know, And also, if you think you're not getting enough satisfaction in your relationship as a result of things that you weren't able to explain, because some people would say, oh, I'm having serious issues with my relationship because I don't know what I'm actually expecting, but I don't have enough quality time. Then you could explore psychologically to see if you have a psychological block, you know, something that's actually discouraging your mind from enjoying a healthy relationship. Additionally, if you think you're not getting enough sexual satisfaction from your already existing relationship, of course, it's something that you can talk about with your partner. But in the meantime, instead of jumping in and out of relationships, you could integrate the use of sex toys. Yes, I know a whole lot of people do not want to hear that, but it could just spice up that relationship. You know, the use of, say, dildos and vibrators could also work. Magic, you know, it could really do a whole lot of good. Now, additionally, I have talked about this before, flexibility. You will need to discuss with your partner about switching roles. Sometimes I know a whole lot of us are frowning right now. We do not want to hear about that because we have decided to be boxed up and we are so rigid and say, okay, I am this in this relationship. I cannot do this. I cannot do that. I'm uncomfortable with this. You know, spicing up a relationship, it's all about doing or trying out new things. So if we really want that relationship to be what we expect to be, then we really need to compromise sometimes. Yes, compromise sometimes. Of course, it's still something that you would need to decide upon. It's not something that I'm saying, hey, you must do, but I think it could help out, you know, to spice up that relationship that's already gone sour. Now, if you do not do all of all this and you're looking for things to just happen, because most of us are like that, we're looking for things to just happen magically. We are not very much ready to do things, you know, to make things happen. If we do not take all of all this into consideration, then hey, we are on our way out again into the dating pool. Finding the right person could be really hard if we are not flexible. Yes, that's true. Okay, we've come to the end of the show. I'm pretty much excited that we have done this for this week. I want to take out the time to announce again that the new website for No Strings Podcast is up and running. You can visit www.nostringspodcast.com. It's been exciting talking with you on No Strings for this week. If you have your comments and contributions and whatever you want to talk about, you want to reach out to me, you can always email info@nostringspodcast.com. No Strings ends here, of course, but the conversation always continues on Twitter. You can add me up at nspodcast1. Yes. Also, you can leave your comments at the bottom of this episode. Yes, yes. Also, if you want to support No Strings, you want to be a member, partner, whatever you can do for No Strings, visit the new website, www.nostringspodcast.com. And on the support page, there's something there so you can continue up with that and do what's necessary. Okay, I want to say bye-bye. See you next week for another episode.
This is a No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTQ podcast with Mike Damon.